So what does that mean? There is something in you that is the equivalent of space. If you look out at night into the sky, I don't know if it's clear tonight, I think it is, you will see, once your eyes get used to the darkness, thousands of suns, the stars, most of which are suns. You can see you look into the vastness of space, which is awe-inspiring. The infinite space that is there, of which you only see a tiny, tiny fraction. Infinite vastness. Billions of suns, not only that, billions of worlds, of galaxies, each galaxy containing billions of suns. Unimaginable vastness. And if you look there, if you want to find out about the nature of the world and become like a little child without a lot of complicated conceptualization, then you look and you see, well, there are two things that I can see. I can see things and I can see space. There are two dimensions, things and things in space, space in which these things exist. So the world consists of things and space. Now, what is that inside you? Things inside you is whatever thoughts occur inside you. The stream of thinking is objects that arise in your consciousness. Emotions are also energy fields that arise, temporary for energetic formations that arise in your inner space. Other things that arise, sense perceptions, light, hearing, gets translated into images. So there are objects that occupy your consciousness. Objects. And most people's lives are confined to that. The objects in their field of consciousness. All the thoughts that go through their head day in, day out, that's what they are identified with. That's me. Their sense of self is in every thought. Oh, I'm so worried about what's going to happen. I really don't know. I mean, what if he does that? But on the other hand, that shouldn't have happened. Some writers are good. They write that in some modern literature. You have the stream of thinking on paper, and you can see how mad it is. And pointless. Thinking can be very beautiful when it's actually applied to a useful purpose. Powerful. Wonderful. But 90% or more of one's thought processes are repetitive, old records. Not even CDs, they're older. Old, scratchy records that have been playing, in many cases, from generation to generation, the same patterns are inherited from parents to their children. There are people here who are immersed in the same kinds of thoughts, maybe in a different language from their ancestors, but the same thoughts and behavior patterns that are created by those thoughts that their ancestors had 200 years ago in France, in Italy, in England, wherever, in Africa, wherever they lived. So we are stuck with that conditioned mind. One thing after another comes up. And now when we say identified, they have their sense of self lodged in the stream of thinking and the emotions that go with the thinking. Anger flows. They're totally in it. Or the sadness, so dreadful. Oh, my life, what's it all come to? They tell themselves stories in the head, and the story in the head becomes their identity. The story is partly involuntary because you've been given that by your surroundings, your parents, your upbringing. They told you stories about who you are. So partly you believed that. Then you add your own part of the story to that. And so after a while, you live with an identity that is the story of me. And that's what you think about. That is your life situation, and it is problematic.